What's your experience been in terms of side effects and toxicity of alemtuzumab?
I think it's a bit underutilized. There's two main aspects of the toxicity, and one is sort of now solved by the sub-Q administration. So the first was the IV infusion reactions, and they really could be potentially severe. And I think a doctor in their office only needs one person whose blood pressure drops to 50 to not be too enthusiastic about a drug. And so that was a real issue, although certainly grade 3 to 4 reactions were not the majority. But the problem was you only need the one. Now, with the usage of sub-Q, which is becoming more widely done, you almost completely abrogate that side effect. I mean, when you give it sub-Q, they may get a fever on the first dose and sometimes some local skin reactions, but they don't slough, they don't ulcerate, they're not a big problem. And the patients get tachyphylaxis to the skin reactions just like they do to the IV reactions. So that has really taken away that issue. The second issue, however, is that it's very immunosuppressive. And that's partly because CD52, which is a target antigen, is also highly expressed on T cells. So it's very good at wiping out the T cells in addition to the malignant B cells. I think part of the problem was that the way the drug got approved, which was a very clever and fast way to get a drug approved based on a single-arm study, which was fludarabine refractory being an unmet medical need, also kind of shot the drug in the foot in terms of anybody wanting to use it. Now, the reason I say that is the grade 3 to 5 infection rate in that original pivotal trial was about 33%. And I think people thought, my gosh, 1 out of every 3 people is in the hospital sick or dying. Well, you have to remember the population that you're talking about, though. And what really proves that is if you look at this recent trial I mentioned that led to the frontline indication, which is alemtuzumab versus chlorambucil, other than CMV reactivation, which is really rather specific to alemtuzumab, there was no significant difference in toxicity or infections between those two drugs. And we think of chlorambucil as sort of almost like placebo in terms of its toxicity. So I think that, again, when you move to a different patient population, the frontline, which is sort of the antithesis of the population in whom it was approved, you see that it's a patient population issue also.